This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Delaware's Attorney General is trying to block a Newport man from being sworn in as a city leader. The would-be town leader is its former police chief who was convicted of official misconduct. WHYY's Chris Barish tells us more.
Michael Capriglione's nearly four-decade tenure in the small town of Newport ended when he tried to cover up a car accident with another police cruiser in the town's parking lot. The state dropped a felony charge of tampering with evidence in return for his guilty plea in 2019 to official misconduct. But he ran for a town council spot in April and won. Attorney General Kathy Jennings says his conviction qualifies as an infamous crime and therefore makes him ineligible for public office under the state constitution. About 45 minutes before the scheduled ceremony Thursday, Superior Court Judge Jan Jordan issued a stay that stopped Capriglione from taking the oath. She vowed to decide the larger issue of whether he could hold the seat within 3 weeks. The cop-turned-politician says her ruling was an affront to the will of the townspeople.
She said that it's not going to be prejudicial to me just to wait. Basically, she denied the people. They voted in a candidate who should have been sworn in, and she denied them the right for that to happen. She stopped democracy today. She really did.
Prosecutors acknowledged that the issue might ultimately have to be decided by the state Supreme Court. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.